Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. So glad to have you join us on this 4th of July Eve. And we'll get started in just a few minutes. For anybody who's opened this message from an archive source, we are on a live teleconference call. What that means is there'll be a lot of people calling in. We're going to give them a couple of 3-4 minutes to get here. And anytime you guys want to join us, you digital listeners, on our calls, they're held Monday nights and Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter an access code, which is 373363 pound. That spells free me on your telephone keypad. You can find out more about us at freedomswayministries.com. And we're glad to have you here. So while we are waiting for others to come in, is anybody that has dialed in, would you like to say hello?
Hello, this is Helen.
Thank you for being here, Helen. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Good to be here. The anointing just worked for me out on the deck.
It's so good, isn't it?
Especially when your ear's buzzing itself off. It's been doing that for 2 or 3 days. It goes when I tell it, but it sneaks back in.
Well, we just say, do not, in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, I have a go around with the enemy.
And I speak to your immune system to be boosted and lifted and strengthened.
Mm, yeah.
Name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Praise of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be with her, Lord. I made it too, sis. I made it too. Hello, hello. I had the thing open dial back again. I don't know what my phone keeps doing. I don't know if it's overcast or what. I keep stopping calls and stuff. I called you a while ago and then dropped you and went back. Oh, goodness. Pay all that money for these phones. But okay, sis, I'll mute out. Let somebody else say something. Thank you for being there.
Thanks for calling.
My beautiful wife should be on in a minute, too, yeah.
Amen, amen.
Hi, Vicki. It's Steve from Montana, and you will be joining us momentarily.
All right. Good to have you. And by the way, I got into your jelly. It's wonderful.
It is a good one.
Yep. That sounds like it must be Judy.
Ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Have a nice night.
Okay. Hello, it's Annette.
Hi, Annette. Welcome.
Hey.
Praise the Lord forever. God is good.
Amen. All the time.
And all the time, God is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else want to say hello just yet? We're gonna wait one more minute, I think. This will be our wrap-up session. Say hello, caller.
Hello, it's Marie.
Welcome, welcome. All right. This will be our wrap-up session tonight on this part of the deeper things of God. And then next week, we're going to start into a deep dive on the subject of faith. That will take us for many weeks because there is so much to say about faith. We're going for a swim in the river of God. Who else would like to say hello? I am going to go ahead then and mute your telephones for anyone who is new on the line. What that means is you'll still be able to hear us, but if there is any noise in your background, we won't be able to hear you. So everyone will have a clear line for the message. Afterward, we will let you know how to unmute your phone if you don't already. No. So hold on. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. And welcome. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. And anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. You can reach us at any time. These messages are instrumental in accomplishing this goal, as well as our website, freedomswayministries.com, has a treasure trove of information that can help you grow on your own time at will. So praise the Lord. Stay in touch. We are concluding a message tonight on the anointing of God. You will be blessed. So buckle your seatbelts, and I'm going to pray us in and get us started. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the anointing on your word. We thank you that you are with us and that you have our best interest at heart, and that it is your will, Lord, that we walk in your kingdom authority, that we are healed, delivered, set free, and empowered with your anointing to do what you would have called us to do in the earth in this day and hour. So thank you, Lord, for your message. We say, have your way, Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, we turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to divert, distort, or blunt the power of God's message, that it wouldn't land and do what God would have it do and help God's people to grow and be empowered by it. And we thank you, Lord, and we say again, Holy Spirit, have your way in this word tonight. Touch your people. Speak to their hearts. Help them to grow in you in all ways. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, as has already been said, this is our final session on understanding and moving in the anointing of God. And yet, it is very well could be, we've only scratched the surface. There is a depth that we haven't touched when it comes to God's anointing and ways that the anointing is released. There have been, so far over this past 6 weeks, there have been some really powerful revelations. There have been healings, impartations of joy, prophetic words coming through in many people's lives. And we believe it's all a part of our growth in ability to release the anointing of God that has been put inside each one of us. So we want to start out by repeating major points from last week. And that is, the anointing is either actively waiting or it is actively doing. It's in a state of action or a state of anticipation. And once again, we all have it. So let's look at a couple of the scriptures from last week.
I'm going to start with 1 John 2, verse 20, which states, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and number 27, verse 27. But the authority which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. The word of God is either true or it isn't true. You can't say you believe God if you don't believe God's word, which clearly states we have received an anointing and it dwells within each one of us. This anointing becomes fully active by the word of God to perform the word of God. The word of God and the spirit of God go hand in hand to accomplish the will of God. So another major point to be remembered is that the anointing inside you is not waiting for God. It is waiting for you. We're the ones who activate God's anointing. We're the ones who move the anointing from its state of anticipation into its state of action. In order to do that, we have to be fully persuaded that God's word is true. We do have an anointing. There is a heart belief involved in our ability to release God's anointing.
You know, the verses we just read in the book of 1 John, these are in the same letter where he tells us when we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us and restore us to righteousness. Same letter. Now, we all believe that. We believe when we confess our sins, he forgives us and he restores us. We believe that, or at least we say we do. But whenever we mess up, the enemy wants to instill doubt in us about the anointing. You see, you're a sinner. You can't really have an anointing. Look what you did. You can't really use God's anointing because you're a sinner. You're not anointed. That is what you hear in your head or in your heart. The enemy works to make us feel unworthy to speak God's word. To make us feel not good enough to minister and to love on people. So let's decide right now to get out of, remove any self-focus of guilt and false identity. And let's begin to activate the anointing from within us. Consider what we're saying. We're not talking about the person who just doesn't care and is going to do things his way regardless. We're talking about the person who has a repentant heart and truly wants to do things that agree with God and not the world. Again, it's a matter of the heart.
Amen. If we want to learn how to activate and release the anointing, we have to first believe we have it, and then we need to stop listening to the voice of doubt and the lies of hell about who we are. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. That we would know, that is, have experiential knowledge of the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. There's that belief part. According to the working of his mighty power. A better translation than his power to us is his power in us and for us.
Amen. Amen.
In us and for us. I'll say it again. The exceeding greatness of his power is his anointing. It is in us and for us. His anointing is in us and for us. It's the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. He worked it in Jesus. Think about that. The dead body of Jesus is laying in the tomb, and the Holy Ghost anointing of God takes Jesus and puts him back into his body.
I believe God activated that one.
Yeah. Amen. The Holy Ghost anointing of God heals Jesus completely from the wounds of scourging and crucifixion and raises him from the dead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Where would we be without that truth in our lives? So the anointing was activated. Jesus Christ is now seated in heavenly places on the right hand of God. The right hand of God Almighty, in the seat of authority, far above all powers and principalities and every name that is named, in this world and in the world to come. The Word then tells us the Father put all things, let's say that again, all things under his feet and made Jesus the head over the church. And here's that deep truth about you and me, those of us who are believers. The deep truth, which is his body. We are his body. The fullness of him that fills all in all. Now, if all things have been put under the feet of Jesus, and he is the head of the church, and the church, that's all of us, the church makes up the body, where are the feet? The feet are at the bottom of the body. They're not at the top. The feet are not in the head. If you had feet growing out of your head, you'd be freaky looking. As the body of Christ, the body of his anointing, we have the feet. He's given us power to stomp on serpents and scorpions because we have the feet. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This verse, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And please notice that this took place before Jesus went to the cross for the final defeat of Satan. At his crucifixion, Jesus put the devil and his demons to an open shame. This is significant in understanding our complete authority and dominion. When God created man, he gave him dominion, rulership in the earth, which is the fleshly, temporal realm. He gave dominion to mankind, not to Christians. This happened before Christ came on the scene. Jesus came to earth to operate as 100% man with the 100% anointing of God, which gave him great authority.
Amen.
It gave Jesus, as a man, the absolute power of heaven. Hallelujah. Then when Jesus went to the cross, he defeated Satan and his demons. He was revived by the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus ascended into heaven to receive his kingdom and return to earth. He spoke again to his disciples these words in Matthew 28:18. Says the following, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's think about this. Wow. The first time Jesus imparted power, it was to demonstrate the authority of anointing in the earth. The second time, he said, now you go. When Jesus, as a man, imparted power, it demonstrated the authority of God's anointing on him in the earth. And then he said to his disciples, now you go. That was permission to use that anointing. All power is all power. This includes power over the spirit realm. All power means all power. Mankind already had power in the earth. Now the power was permanently extended over all things. Just as we read in those verses from Ephesians. Thank you, Lord.
As the head of the church, Jesus fills all in all. He fills all, everyone, with the anointing. How full is full? Well, let me tell you, full is an absolute. If you're full, you're not partially full. When you eat, and if you can eat some more, you're not full.
That's true.
If you're pouring liquid into a glass, if you can get even one more drop into that glass, it's not full. Full is full. You will know full when it spills over. That's full. We don't have 1% or 10% or even 99% anointing. It's 100% full. He fills all. So if every one of us is filled with the anointing, a lot of us are probably quenching the Holy Spirit because we're not spilling over. So here's the difference in quenching the Holy Spirit and grieving the Holy Spirit. Okay, emphasis.
Yeah.
We grieve the Holy Spirit when we do the wrong thing. We quench the Holy Spirit when we don't do the right thing.
Wow.
We don't give him a chance to work and demonstrate his power. We fail to reveal the living God we say we serve. We don't tap into the anointing inside us and move it from its position of anticipation into its position of action. We limit God.
Wow.
Oh, wow. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we do the wrong thing. We quench the Holy Spirit when we don't do the right thing. We're not giving him a chance. Imagine the power that would be released into the spirit realm if everyone listening to this message released the anointing of God for the same purpose at the same time. This is where the corporate anointing comes in, when the body of Christ unites in agreement with God in his plan and purposes. We come together not in points of doctrine. We come together to accomplish something God wants that is greater than ourselves. We become something that is greater than each of us individually. We reveal Christ. We become the living parousia. That word means the coming, the appearing, the manifestation of Christ in the earth. That is the power of the corporate anointing. I think that the corporate anointing, when a church comes together to fast and pray, for example, with that common purpose, and each person has their anointing, I believe that that corporate anointing can be compared to the power of agreement that was spoken of so often in the Old Testament scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures. They tell us many times and in many places of the power of people coming together in agreement with a common purpose. Sometimes it was a good common purpose, sometimes it wasn't. Think of the Tower of Babel. They came together in agreement, and everybody could communicate, and they were united, and they had this goal. And it was a wrongly motivated goal, and God had to put a stop to it. But look at Leviticus 26:8. Five of you shall chase 100. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemy shall fall before you by the sword. Deuteronomy 32:30. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? There's that anointing, that agreement in God's purpose. The power of the corporate anointing is exponential. If one person releasing the anointing of God in spiritual agreement with God's plan, if one chases 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, that is an exponential increase. I'm really not very good at math. Anybody who knows me can tell you that. But I know a good deal when I see one. And a corporate anointing is a good deal. So no wonder the enemy works so hard to keep us at odds with each other by focusing us on our way and not God's way. When two people who release anointing, or 100 people who release anointing, can render 10,000 of the enemy ineffective, it is obvious that by getting together, we can get it done. That being said, I'm sad to say we've all been way too self-focused for that to happen, at least not in great measure. You know, we see it sometimes at healing crusades and in worship services, in conferences, occasionally in our churches. We get little glimpses here and there of how powerful it is. You know, I'll never forget the time, this was been many years ago, when a lot of people in the church we attended decided to go to a meeting of one of the big name healing preachers that was coming to town. And it was really a wonderful time in the Lord. I mean, many people, many churches came together in a huge crowd. And, you know, they had people from churches all over the city in the worship choir, and there was probably 200 people in that choir. That was just a wonderful time in the Lord, and a lot of people were touched. But then at church the following Sunday, there were two ladies sitting behind me that were talking about this event before the service started. And I overheard them. One of them said, "It was okay, but I didn't really get that much out of it." And the other one said, "Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, we have healing and miracles happen right here, and our worship is just as good as what they had." And one of the deacons also had overheard, and he said, "Did it ever occur to you, maybe you weren't there for what you could get out of it? Maybe you were supposed to do something other than think about yourself? Did you ever think about joining your anointing to the corporate anointing? Maybe more people could have gotten out of their wheelchairs." Wow, what a rebuke. Yeah, I mean, I know he was speaking by the Spirit of God, because this was not the kind of man to bring a hard word like that just out of the blue. But it obviously needed to be said. And he said it. Whoops. Praise God.
Ephesians 3:7, "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power." Paul says here, "I'm a minister." Well, guess what? So am I, and so are you. Every one of us is a minister. We are servants unto God, ambassadors in and of his kingdom, carriers of his glory, and anointed with his power, which works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We are ministers of reconciliation, reconciling man to God, reconciling Jew and Gentile in the Messiah as one new man. There is an effective power working on the inside of us. It isn't motionless, it's hovering. Have you ever thought about how bad you feel when you do something you know you shouldn't? Even while you're doing it, you get this ugly feeling inside. Well, that's the Holy Ghost getting stirred up and making you understand that this is just plain wrong. This is bringing death and not life. We need to be grateful to God that we can feel bad sometimes and that He points out our hidden sins and secret faults so we can repent and get clean again. So let's keep reading in Ephesians. Chapter 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ, the unsearchable riches of the anointed one of God, and the anointing itself. The anointing inside each of us. Unsearchable riches. The Amplified puts it this way. The unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ.
Oh, wow.
The anointing in us. It's full, and it never becomes anything other than full. When we release it, when the Holy Spirit is poured out from inside us, Jesus is right there filling us up again. As it goes, it comes. He doesn't wait until we're empty or nearly empty or even half full, but He begins pouring in as soon as we begin releasing. It never ends. It has no bounds. You can't get to the bottom of it. You can't calculate how much there is. It doesn't wear out or grow weary. Wow.
I'll say. Wow.
You do.
You know, sometime back, I got a revelation. It's really simple. And maybe it's not exactly new. But I had never considered it this way. And maybe you haven't either. Phil and I, and Freedom's Way, we talk a lot about identity and how valuable it is that each one of us understand who we are in Christ. Who we are in Christ. And the marvelous love we were created to express. Who we are in Christ. And that's absolutely true. And it is absolutely true that the devil wants and desires and works to tear down our identity and to give us a false identity of shame and guilt and rejection and self-hatred and unworthiness and blameworthiness. He's after our identity. So Satan, that old serpent and the devil, Satan, wants to steal who we are in Christ. He's after who we are in Christ. But here's the thing. Here comes the revelation now. The devil may be after who we are in Christ, and he is. But he is more interested in going after who Christ is in us. I want you to think about this. While the devil wants who we are in Christ to be messed up, so we have a false identity of ourselves, he more desires who Christ is in us. He'd like to steal that. In other words, knowing who I am in Christ, I hope you're really listening with both ears here. Knowing who I am in Christ will give me a foundation for my life, that defies the devil's plan for me. But knowing who Christ is in me will defy Satan's plan for others. That is far more dangerous to evil. Knowing who I am in Christ gives me the foundation to defy the devil's plan for me. But knowing who Christ is in me will defy Satan's plan for other people. If the enemy can effectively shut down or cause to never come forth the anointing that God put within us, then he will succeed in stealing the Christ in us. If we do not gain the ability to release God's anointing, then we can never heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, or cast out demons. We will not destroy the works of the devil. We will never destroy sin, sickness, poverty, and death if we allow Satan to take the Christ in us by instilling doubt and unbelief. Yes, he's after who we are in Christ, but he's more after who Christ is in us.
Amen.
Wow.
He's out to do anything he can to stop the works of Christ, raise his throne up above that of Christ. A heart belief that puts a demand on heaven, that taps into the anointing of God, that allows us to turn our focus from inward and backward to upward and outward, has to be there. If we keep reading in Ephesians 3, you get to this verse in verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. The anointing is by faith. We all have it. We have it in its fullness, but faith has to release it. So let's go down to verse 20. Which states, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Paul relates the power that works in us to the one who is able. It's his anointing that is in us. The anointing in us is waiting in anticipation. It's hovering, shaking, fluttering, waiting for the voice of God through our lips. It's waiting for direction and instruction from a son of God or from many sons of God, according to the word and the will of Almighty God our Father. Sometimes it takes a corporate faith for a person to be healed. Sometimes we need to add our faith to the faith of others to activate the anointing and move it from waiting to doing. The anointing is in us, wants to do even more than we've imagined can be done. This could be the greater work spoken of in John. You find that in John chapter 14, verse 12, which states, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen. And you know, as you were saying that, I got a picture of that corporate anointing and the heart belief that has to go with it. And the picture was from Scripture when the girl had died and Jesus goes to basically to raise this girl from the dead. And everybody was laughing and scorning and Yeah. Ridiculing. And he put everybody out of the room. But those who had the desperate heart belief that he could do this. The mother and the father. And I think one or two of his disciples, I can't remember. But, you know, he made everybody leave. That doubt and unbelief, that mockery, that agreement with the world, the agreement with Satan, could not interfere with the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The fullness of God in the earth, the glory of God seen in every quarter, the light shining in every dark place, demons screaming in fear and pain as they flee from people. If you don't have the heart belief, or maybe you've just lost touch with that heart belief to know you are anointed, then get it back. Go after it. Pursue. Submit to God. Begin today to practice the presence of God in you, the Christ in you. Stop looking at what you can't do. Stop looking at what you don't have. And just give him what you do have. Give him what you can do. And he'll do the rest. We talked before about hindrances to releasing the anointing. So basically, just get rid of them. Amen. Stop it. Just get rid of them.
There you go. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're weak. Maybe you're sick, or maybe you're just in unbelief. But whatever the reason you have withheld the anointing of God, it's not a valid reason. Ephesians 6:10 says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He's given us everything we need to accomplish everything that he's told us to do. Here's the strength. Here's the power. We have all we need inside us, the anointing of God to live as sons of God. The Bible says that the whole world groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. And you get the picture of this, the manifestation of the sons of God, the power of God working through man. Not children, but fully mature sons. Sons of God who are equipped to handle the family business and bring heaven to earth. It's time for all of us to tap into the anointing of God and release it to make his strength our strength, to move from our faith to his faith, and our glory to his glory. Because you have an anointing, when you feel weak, you can truly say, I am strong. Your bank account may not show it, but you can say, I'm rich because of what the Lord has done because of the anointing. And if you haven't already, I encourage you to believe God. Believe you have an anointing. Believe you can tap into, draw from the glorious riches of your inheritance. Trust what God says and know that he is able and he is waiting to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the mighty power that works in you. Come alongside others and add your anointing to put disease and infirmity and depression and pain and poverty and sin and death to flight before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make this declaration tonight with us in prayer if you are ready. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. And I just, I remind you to pray this out loud so that the devil will know that he cannot steal the Christ in you. Amen.
Amen.
So pray with me if you will, please. Father God, I declare I have an anointing from you.
I declare I have an anointing from you.
You said it.
You said it.
And I believe it.
I believe it.
You said it, and I believe it.
You said it, and I believe it.
I admit to you, Lord.
I admit to you, Lord.
I've not released your anointing.
I've not released your anointing.
I admit I've allowed the enemy of my soul.
I admit I've allowed the enemy of my soul.
The enemy of good.
The enemy of good.
To stop me through unbelief and fear.
To stop me through unbelief and fear.
I ask you to forgive me, Father.
I ask you to forgive me, Father.
And I ask that the curse be broken.
I ask that the curse be broken.
I break agreement with unbelief and fear.
I break agreement with unbelief and fear.
I reject them completely.
I reject them completely.
Help me, Father, to transition.
Help me, Father, to transition.
From my faith to your faith.
My faith to your faith.
Faith that works through love.
Faith that works through love.
And never fails.
And never fails.
Wow. Give me the courage to give up myself and my ways.
Give me the courage to give up myself and my ways.
For you and your ways, Lord.
For you and your ways, Lord.
Help me move from my strength to your strength.
Help me move from my strength to your strength.
And stop working so hard to accomplish things in my own strength.
Stop working so hard to accomplish things in my own strength.
Help me know with certainty, Father.
Help me know with certainty, Father.
It is only when I know I am weak.
It is not only when I know I'm weak.
That I am strong in you.
I am strong in you.
Show me how to put down my glory.
Show me how to put down my glory.
And carry your glory without taking credit.
And carry your glory without taking credit.
I want to exhibit your glory, Lord.
I want to exhibit your glory, Lord.
Without exalting myself.
Not exalting myself.
Talking about myself.
Talking about myself.
Have my testimonies be purely motivated.
Have my testimonies be purely motivated.
To magnify and glorify you.
To magnify and glorify you.
Have every testimony of my mouth.
Have every testimony of my mouth.
Be a praise to you and to you alone.
Be a praise to you and you alone.
Father, don't let me get caught up in myself.
Father, don't let me get caught up in myself.
Help me know deep in my heart.
Help me know deep in my heart.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It is about you.
It is about you.
It's about the appearing of Christ in his people.
About the appearing of Christ in his people.
It's about demonstrating Jesus.
It's about demonstrating Jesus.
Not just talking about him.
Not just talking about him.
I desire to do the greater works, Lord.
I desire to do the greater works, Lord.
And I know I can only do those works.
I know I can only do those works.
By getting out of myself.
By getting out of myself.
By leaning into you completely.
By leaning into you completely.
By completely and totally surrendering.
Completely and totally surrendering.
And submitting to you.
And submitting to you.
Change my focus, Lord.
Change my focus, Lord.
From inward and backward.
Inward and backward.
To upward and outward.
upward and outward.
From a mindset of what's wrong with me and how did I get this way?
Mindset of what's wrong with me and how did I get this way?
To a mindset of what's right with you, Jesus.
Mindset of what's right with you, Jesus.
And how do I express it?
How do I express it?
Help me live the anointed life you intended for me.
Help me live the anointed life that you've intended.
As a part of your corporate body.
As a part of your corporate body.
Feeling and expressing your love.
Feeling and expressing your love.
Hearing your voice.
Hearing your voice.
Responding rightly to your direction.
Responding rightly to your direction.
To accomplish your purposes.
To accomplish your purpose.
And to complete your plan of restoration.
Complete your plan of restoration.
Of all things.
Of all things.
Here I am, Lord. Send me.
Here I am, Lord. Send me.
The name of Jesus, amen.
The name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. I just stand against every spirit and spirit guide of doubt, unbelief, and fear. Once again, I say, you have no place in the body of Christ. Your assignment to steal the Christ in us just ended. These people broke agreement with you, and I cast you out. I send you to the pit where burning coals fall on you, and you cannot rise again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, steal this word and this truth. Make these declarations commitment in your people tonight. That we can live and move in your anointing, understanding, and showing forth the purity and the power of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord forever. Praise the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a breath out there. You anointed of God. Praise Jesus. If you have a comment or a question, you can push the *6 keys on your phone. That will put you on the conference line. At that point, you can mute, unmute yourself with the mute button on your phone. Comments, questions? Anybody have as much fun as I did? Probably not. *6.
Hey, Vicki.
Hey.
Hey, Vicki. Annette.
Yes.
You're spot on, girl. Yes. We can all just unite. Can you imagine? I can't even, you know, it's just a reality what that would be.
Amen. Amen.
The authority that he has given us and the Holy Spirit, how can be, because each one of us, I know, we bring a presence, you know, the Lord when we walk in the Spirit. And if you can unite all that together, sheesh, mm-mm.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-mm-mm. Can't even imagine it.
Let's just call forth that corporate anointing right now on behalf of India. On behalf of India and the persecution that is happening there.
Yes,
they have been widespread burning churches and killing Christians in India. At this point, over 100 people have been killed. Government turns a blind eye because they want India to be a Hindu country.
Yeah. And save the cow.
So, Father God, we join corporately together.
Yes, thank Jesus. Together, Jesus.
To stand with the Christian community, our brothers and sisters in India now, for your hand of protection. Lord, we ask that you change the hearts and minds of those. Visit them, your the government leaders, those who are running the country, yes, those who are running the riots, those who are leading the burning and the massacre that is happening throughout that country, Lord. Visit them. Father, we send forth an anointing of love, an anointing of truth into their hearts, that Jesus, you reveal yourself. Reveal yourself to those who would do evil, that they fall in repentance as Dagon fell. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Who else has a comment or a question tonight? Star 6.
Thank you, brother and sister, for bringing it to us, Lord, tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and taking care of us, keeping us so safe out there.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise you, God. Thank you for the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Anybody else before Pastor Phil closes out for tonight? Comments or questions? You, brothers and sisters, have been given power over all the power of the enemy. There is no distance in the spirit. There is no male nor female in the kingdom. There is no Jew or Gentile in the kingdom. We are the church of God. Let's go act like it. Olia.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight, and we ask that you seal it in our hearts. You empower us, you strengthen us, help us with our unbelief, Lord. We can manifest your glory in the earth in this day and hour. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Fulfill all that you've called us to do, that your anointing is in us to prosper, to have strength in you, to grow in you, and to move mountains for the kingdom of God. So thank you, Lord, that you're empowering us to do it, and that you're speaking to every heart to move forward in power and as a glory carrier. Thank you, Lord. As Aaron, the high priest of Israel, blessed the children of God in Numbers, the 6th chapter. I bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction as we close. God bless you as you receive, and have it fill you afresh with the Holy Spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yivarechacha Adonai Ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai Panav Eilecha Yifunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Eilecha Ve'yasem Lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you peace, give you shalom. I add, in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, thank you, Lord, for your blessing, for your sustenance, for your strength, for your presence in our lives, and for progress and moving forward in the anointing to grow and prosper in you in all ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in every way, Lord. Strengthen us to glorify you and let us bust out with your anointing in amazing ways in the days to come. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We will be here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Please join us. I know it is a holiday, but God doesn't take a day off. And we need to give him honor. The tithe of our day belongs to God. So if you can join us, please do. Have a great 4th. And join us again. This message will be repeated on Friday night as the Holy Spirit brings it.
Amen, brother, sister. God bless. Y'all have a great 4th, too.
Thank you, man.
Y'all be safe out there. Good night.
Bye.
Night,
bud. Bye now. God bless you. Good night, everyone.